Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, episode number 6, How to Build a Successful Ad Campaign. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach Radio. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I help nurture women entrepreneurs build successful businesses to sell, basically 8-figure businesses. Each week, I will detail proven methods on marketing, list building, inner game, which is your mindset, client attraction, social media, conversion, matrix, finances, and much more. The goal, to build an 8-figure business to sell. Now, let's get started. Today, we're going to talk about how to build a successful ad campaign. A lot of my clients that I work with come and they are confused about exactly where to start building a successful ad campaign. So today my goal is to see if I can help figure this out. When you're building an ad campaign, you have 4 key components that you want to ask of your customers. If you don't ask these questions, basically they're going to have to fill the rest in. Today I'm going to go over 1 main part of building a successful ad campaign, and we're talking primarily about digital. That's what we're going to speak about today. One of the questions you want to ask, and I'll go into great detail, is why should they care? Why should the person that you are actually building the campaign towards care anything about what you're delivering to them? They have so many individuals that are bombarding them with information on purchase this, purchase that. So why should they care? The number one reason they should care is because you convey to them what their life is like before your product and what their life would be like after their product. So if we were to go with an exercise program and we have someone that never exercises and we were to lift them in on a secret of what their life looks like before they started exercising and what their life looks like after they start, and if you could show them a complete picture in their mind with them being able to do more with their grandchildren, with their husband, a visual that they can capture speaks volumes when you're trying to get them to understand why they should care about the program or product that you're selling. You have to do a fantastic job at giving them their desired results and going step by step by step with letting them see and understand the desired results. Remember, you're the vehicle, and what I mean by that is you cannot guarantee the results because that makes you more or less the hero, like you're trying to save them from something. You want to give them the vehicle that can be utilized to get them to their desired state, and the only thing they're caring about at that moment are the results. The vehicle that you have could be an exercise program. It could be digital marketing. So if I were going to talk about digital marketing to my clients, what I let them understand is by signing up for one of my digital marketing programs, you're then going to have more traffic that come to you and your website. You're going to have more individuals sign up at your landing page. Then, because of that, you will have the opportunity to help more and more women or clients that you work with change their lives through your business. Being able to capture their email address and then turn that into an opportunity to market and build a relationship takes your desired before, which you may only have 5 email addresses or 10 or 20, to your desired after, which should be able to build 1,000 or more. One of my programs does just that. So my goal when I'm connecting with my customers is to be able to give them that mind set of being able to visualize what I'm basically sharing with them that I'm going to do for them through the vehicle of this digital marketing program. So you have to connect all the dots, because it's not up to your customer to be able to figure out where they're supposed to land once they've completed your program. It's up to you to give them and fill in all the blanks so they understand that. I always call these the four magic questions, because if you ask these four questions, it will allow your potential prospect not to have to fill in any of the blanks. So I went into great detail with question number three, but I'm going to give you question one, two, and four. Question number one, and I'm not going to go into detail with each one of these, because the next episode will build from this and go into great detail with question one, two, and four. But question number one is, why now? Why should I purchase something from you now? Of course, a lot of people understand that there is a sale, you need to have this for this particular reason, but what I emphasize is, if you're trying to re-engage your email clients on a campaign when you're building an ad campaign, and in order for it to be successful, you may not have a sale. You just may want to re-engage them. So how do you do that without having it where it has to be a sale or flash sale or limited time offer? Because you may not want to offer any of those. That is what a successful ad campaign does. It builds off one on another and another. That's the difference between just having an ad and an ad campaign. The next question you want to answer for them is, who cares? Who cares about this product other than you? Who cares? So when you answer the who cares, because now you have why now, and when you're doing an ad campaign, I call it disruptive or interruptive social, because you're actually going into their world and getting their attention and asking them to listen to something that you have to speak about. So that's interruptive marketing. Facebook, any of those are considered interruptive marketing. So we have the why now. The next thing we want to say is, who cares? We went over number three is, why should they care? Why should they care? And you want to be able to answer, why now? Who cares? Why should they care? And how can you prove it? From what I understand, a lot of my clients come to me and they feel as if a program that I have may work for someone else, but they do not feel it's going to work for them. It is up to me to be able to prove to them that it is going to work for them. So it's very important, we call it social proof, that you can prove that the product or service that you are soliciting your potential prospects to purchase from you, you can answer each one of those four questions. Why now? Who cares? Why should they care? And how can you prove it? If you can answer all four of those, it allows the prospect not to have to fill in the blanks. If you answer only two, they're having to fill in the blanks, and you'll probably get individuals that can, but why should you have them to? Why should they have to fill in the blanks? That's your job. So when you're doing an ad campaign, you should be able to successfully answer all four of these questions, whether it be an ad campaign or a social ad campaign, an email ad campaign, or if it's old-fashioned email or snail mail, if you're sending something out through direct mail. No matter what you're sending out, you should be able to answer these four questions efficiently. And if you can answer all four of these questions, it will help you kind of niche down to who you're marketing to. And when you niche down, you actually scale up, because believe it or not, when you go into a subgroup, into another subgroup, and another subgroup, it helps you focus and think other than just your avatar of who you're talking to. It helps you even focus even more of what group of individuals that you are trying to actually convey this message to really get it. If you can answer all these questions, you've made that point. Next week, we're going to go into episode number 7, the four magical questions you need to answer for your customers, because those are the questions they have. Why now? Who cares? Why should they care? And how you can prove it. That'll be in next week's episode. I really hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. If you would like to visit us on social media, we can be reached at Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, at Business Coach. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to having a fantastic week. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. Much success. Take care.